The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, Donald Trump is set to make his first public speech since the assassination attempt on his life at the weekend, later this evening at the Republican National Convention. Our reporter Josh Crosby is still there. How are you getting on, Josh?
Well, I must say, Kieran, I was jealous looking at your videos, enjoying the best of what Kinmare has to offer yesterday. But look, I have to say that this place is something else altogether. It's kind of hard to explain. So try and imagine a city in lockdown, basically, for one event. Armed security every few metres you go. And these guys are not just carrying handguns either. And then mix that with, I suppose, a festival atmosphere. But people are not going to see their favourite bands. No, everyone is politically driven. I suppose you could say it's like an Ardèche on steroids. And of course, you've all the bells and whistles that come with the commercialization in America anyway. But look, I'm surviving here and having a bit of crack with them. Every person I've met is claiming some Irish heritage. So that's a way in when you're trying to ask them about their beliefs. Tonight is the big one, though, and you can feel that from the energy off the crowd. Every evening it tends to pick up a notch. Last night we heard from the vice president nominee, J.D. Vance. So they're building up to the main man tonight. Just to give you a sense of some of his supporters, we'll play a clip now of Blake Mornell, who's a delegate from California. He was at the rally in Pennsylvania when Trump was shot, but I started off by asking him about his outfit.
Well, this is my wall suit. It's a brick wall, but it's basically a metaphor for strong border controls. They don't make this in a fence pattern, so I had to settle for a wall suit.
And is it true that you were in Pennsylvania on Saturday?
Yeah, I was.
Describe what that was like.
I was in the front row, 10 meters from the president, right in the center, heard the shots, didn't think they were real, until I looked back and saw the president being covered by the Secret Service. At that time, I knew it was real and had a lot of concern for the safety of the president. But luckily, very shortly afterwards, he stood up, he shook his fist, I could see his face, I could see the blood on his head, and I could tell it was from the top of his ear, and so I knew that he was going to be all right at that point.
Now, we're not too far away from the speech. What are the top three topics you want to see him cover? What do you really want him to get to?
Border security. I'll be happy with that. And you said you're from Ireland, correct? So you have historically been able to be isolated from invasion from outside forces in Europe because of the barriers, the natural barrier you have, the sea, and how remote you are from the center of the continent. Unfortunately, your politicians now have negated all of those barriers, and they have invited the enemy within your gates, and they are taking over aspects of your civilization.
Well, you've been keeping an eye on Irish politics?
This is an issue that's affecting everybody. Letting uncontrolled migration into any civilization, into any country where they have no desire to assimilate, is basically committing suicide for that country. Ireland's doing it, other countries in Europe are doing it, and if America continues on that path, we'll be doing it as well. And that's why I support President Trump, because he'll stop that.
All right. Hard to argue with Blake. He's dead right. No history in this country of invasion by outside forces, of course. Notoriously. Anyway, Josh, when you're talking to people who have views, I mean, what are the views on Ireland that they have?
Yeah, well, you heard it there now from Blake, I suppose. So they're not seeing it from the whole picture, but like, just because they're American and they have a different accent, it's not like they're entirely different. It's kind of bizarre. The whole Trump following here, there are so many here who had no interest in politics before he entered the political scene. They couldn't care less. But then you have the real conservatives steeped in Republican values. I've met with some who say, some younger attendees here who say that they wouldn't agree with all the Republican Party's views, such as abortion, but they have become members due to Trump. It's much more of a dedication to him and his ways rather than tradition. But some of the language used at the actual official event here, and it's surprising, they don't shy away from saying what they think and pointing the finger directly at Biden. There are videos then playing throughout the evening, every so often, like ad breaks, and they absolutely cut the Democrats with personalized insults.
Josh, oh, sorry, maybe I don't think you could hear me there. I said, what about the demographics of the crowd?
Oh, Kieran, yes. So, that's another thing that surprised me. It's the age of those here. So it's completely mixed from grannies for Trump to children. I saw one kid who must have only been around 9 or 10. He had a full suit on and a MAGA hat, like he was going to a fancy dress. But I called into an event hosted by the Institute of Politics called Youth Vote Fest. And the idea here is to give information to students who want to learn more about the election, the organizers themselves are nonpartisan and want to encourage young people to vote. So it was interesting to meet with some of the more youthful Republicans to hear why they feel it's the party for them. We'll start off with Emily Morgan from the University of Chicago's Institute of Politics. So Emily's not there from one party or the other. She's just facilitating the event. But also in this clip, we'll hear from a young man running for Congress with the Republican Party. And something, look, we've seen a lot over the past few months that is damaging. It's said to be damaging the Democrat support is the college campus support protests for Gaza. So I wanted to find out what kind of effect that's going to potentially have on this election.
For many students, the feeling around this election is that it's going to make or break democracy. But that is followed up immediately with a sense of dread about President Biden. A lot of students are very disillusioned with his stance on foreign policy, with his progress on the student loan crisis, and the overall cost of living crisis in the United States.
How much has the conflict in Gaza then lost Biden votes from the student population?
I would say a huge amount. Many students that I know have participated either directly in the demonstrations and the encampments that broke out across the United States in the spring, or have supported them in one way or another. And unfortunately, they do not feel like Biden reflects those priorities.
But those students might not necessarily be Trump voters either. So where are those votes going?
Right. A lot of students are doing a performative vote of not voting.
My name is Seth Allen Cohen. I'm a MBA candidate at the Chicago Booth School of Business, and I'm running for Congress in the 9th Congressional District of Illinois.
So why is the Republican Party the party for you? Why do you feel they represent you and your community?
Yeah, so I think at the core, the Republican Party believes that the family unit is fundamentally the most important part of the American experience. And so what does that mean? Government staying out of your business, lower taxes, lower regulation. On the Democrat side, we just see large government control.
When it comes to conflict and around the world, we can see with the college protests that many students believe that the Democrats, they will say overwhelmingly support Israel, but you don't feel that way?
There's like two wings of the Democrat Party, just like there's two wings of the Republican Party. But sticking with the themes of the Democrat, there's the old guard and the progressive new guard. The progressive new guard hates Israel. The old guard doesn't understand a Congress, a political future, where Israel is not part of the equation. And so there's this huge tension. The current Democrat Party still supports Israel, but the future is not looking bright. I really think Israel is going to be a partisan issue in the next 4 to 5 years.
Do you know many people in the Jewish community now who have switched their allegiance because they don't feel that they're being strongly represented enough?
Yeah, so most Orthodox Jews are definitely conservative Republicans for a litany of reasons. I think Reform Jews who believe that the Democrat Party has been associated with religion for them is seeing this new future where they send their kids off to college campuses and they get yelled at because they're Jewish. And so do I think those people ever vote for Trump? No. And I think they're going to stay home at the ballot box, or eventually their kids and their kids' kids are eventually going to become conservative Republicans.
So, Josh, as we said right at the outset, Trump is going to speak tonight. Do we have any idea what he's going to say or what people want him to say?
Well, we have been told that he's rewrote his speech since the shooting. It's expected that Trump will be pushing for a call for unity and a sense of people coming together. But from the speeches I've sat through and watched over the past 3 nights, I'm sure it'll be peppered with populist chants. In the venue, there were chants of "send them back," "Joe must go." And of course, a chant that breaks out every so often is "fight, fight, fight." This has become a bit of a marketing tagline since the shooting. There are t-shirts with the slogan, and anytime someone raises a clenched fist, the crowd starts with it. Ahead of the speech this evening, I've been asking people what they want to see Trump talk about. First up is Ray Reynolds, who never had any interest in politics until Trump came along.
I was with him 45 minutes. Now I saw how he was with people, what he did. And I just fell in love with what he represented. He represented me, the blue-collar worker.
So you went there kind of undecided, uncertain,
right?
And then you got to know Trump.
Once I saw Trump behind the scenes and how he treated people.
And would you have been interested in politics in any way before this?
No, I hated politics. All of them's liars and crooks.
It never interested you?
No. I voted 16 because I wanted Trump to be my president. First time I ever voted.
First time you ever voted was when Trump entered the race?
For anything. Didn't care, didn't know how.
So would you say you're a Trump supporter or a Republican supporter? Or
no, I'm a Trumpster. I'm a conservative Trumpster. I'm not a Democrat, I'm not a Republican, because they fight for each other too much. I'm a conservative, and I'm a Trumpster.
But you're not just a supporter, you're not just a fan anymore, you're involved. You've taken thousands of photos.
I've taken over 400,000 of President Trump. I've did 18 states, 82 rallies, on my own dime. I've never been paid. I've drove over 150,000 miles. I've flown over 200,000. I've done 2 events a day on the road for 26 hours.
What are the top 3 topics you want Trump to bring up in his speech?
Stop immigration. Get our schools back like they should be, because you're getting, the kids are being brainwashed by the liberals. And also stop the men and women's sports. It's stupid.
I'm Steve Wolf. That's Wolf with an E. I'm not the former governor, believe me. I'll bring him with a speech. Oh, obviously he's going to talk about the, we know he's going to talk about the border, the economy, the sex trafficking needs to be talked about, the drug trafficking we're all aware of. We need to win so big. We need to win too big to rig, believe me. We need to win, and we need to go full scale win on November 5th. Is our new day of independence, where we as a people will take back our country. Believe me, it's going to happen. We're going to do it. Believe me.
Well, that's what Trump supporters want. What will he actually say? We're going to find out tonight. Josh Crosby at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Josh, thank you very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.